الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله الحمد لله We welcome our esteemed viewers of Madani channel to your program called The Early Echo. الحمد لله Today inshallah we are going to be speaking about the chosen companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So let's listen to the blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak inshallah so that we could soon dive into our topic of discussion. Our theme or mainly we'll be speaking about inshallah the Ashab-e Suffa, those companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam that used to reside and stay next to Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, next to his Mubarak chamber. Is Mubarak Hujra. There is a place even today as well. It's known as Ashabi Suffa. People read Salah and Namaz Day, inshallah. We will learn more about this just after we return from the Kalam. So, our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Arwahuna Fida, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has mentioned in a beautiful hadith, Inna Allah wakkala bi qabri malakan fa'atahu asma' al khala'iqi, fala yusalli alayya ahadun. إلى يوم القيامة إلا أبلغني بإسمه وإسم أبيه هذا فلان ابن فلان قد صلى عليك Allah Azza wa Jalla has appointed an angel at my qabr who listens to all the voices of the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at once. So whenever any one of you would recite durood and send salams and salutations upon me, this angel listens and hears to your durood and conveys your salam to me along with your father's name by saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so and so person who is the son of so and so person have sent durood and sent salams upon you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, though from this hadith we learn that the angel whom Allah has granted such authority and power, Allahu Akbar, he does not only hear or listen to your durood, mashallah, but the level of his knowledge is that this angel even conveys your durood along with your father's name. He is even aware of who is your father, Allahu Akbar, and he says to the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. And remember, this will continue till the day of Qiyamah, whereas he will convey your durood along with your father's name by saying, Fulan, nubnu fulanin qad salla alayk. O the Prophet of Allah, so and so person, who is the son of so person, have sent durood and salams upon you. Subhanallah. So let's increase our recitation of durood. Let's increase our method of sending durood and salams upon Nabi Kareem, Raufur Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the end, inshallah, we will recite salatu salam together. So khade hoke salam bhi padenge, inshallah, aur maze bhi lootenge, aur sarkar ki bargah mein dua bhi arz karenge, inshallah. We will make our faryad, our dua in the court of Nabi Karam, Nuri Mujassam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم We will be listening to a beautiful kalam and naat inshallah pahunchu agar main roza-e anwar ke samne chale inshallah ye naat-e paak sunte hain aur fauran is kalam ke baad hum dobara is program ke sath hazir ho rahe hain please stay locked in tune with us from now till the end of today's episode and program صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
Medina, 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 Medina. سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے، سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے، پہنچو اگر ملو سہے انور کے سامنے، پہنچو اگر ملو سہے انور کے سامنے، جالی پکڑ کے عرض کرو حال دل کبھی، جالی پکڑ کے عرض کرو حال دل کبھی، جالی پکڑ کے عرض کرو حال دل کبھی، آنسو بہاؤ میں کبھی ممبر کے سامنے، آنسو بہاؤ میں کبھی ممبر کے سامنے، سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے، سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے، پہنچو اگر ملو سہے انور کے سامنے، پہنچو اگر ملو سہے انور کے سامنے، ہر دم یہ آرزو ہے مدینے کے چاند سے، ہر دم یہ آرزو ہے مدینے کے چاند سے، ہر دم یہ آرزو ہے مدینے کے چاند سے، بستر فقیر کا وہ تیرے در کے سامنے، بستر فقیر کا وہ تیرے در کے سامنے، سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے، سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے، پہنچو اگر ملو سہے انور کے سامنے، پہنچو اگر ملو سہے انور کے سامنے، کیوں روکتے ہو خود سے مجھ کو ملائکہ، کیوں روکتے ہو خود سے مجھ کو ملائکہ، کیوں روکتے ہو خود سے مجھ کو ملائکہ، اچھا چلو تو شافع محشر کے سامنے، اچھا چلو تو شافع محشر کے سامنے، سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے، سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے، پہنچو اگر ملو سہے انور کے سامنے، پہنچو اگر ملو سہے انور کے سامنے، ہے قادری جمیل کی یہ عرض آخری، ہے قادری جمیل کی یہ عرض آخری ہے قادری جمیل کی یہ عرض آخری ہو قبر اس کی روزہ اطہر کے سامنے ہو قبر اس کی روزہ اطہر کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے پہنچو اگر میں روزہ انور کے سامنے پہنچو اگر میں روزہ انور کے سامنے مدینہ 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 مدینہ
کیا بات ہے مدینے کی ماشاء اللہ پہنچوں اگر میں روزائے انور کے سامنے. دس نعت پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has been composed by none other than حضرت علامہ مولانا جمیل قادری رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. May Allah Azza wa Jalla, for His sake, forgive us our sins and grant us the qurb and the closeness and proximity to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وہ کیفیت کس طرح بیان کی جائے کہ اگر کوئی واقعی میں روزہ انور کے سامنے پہنچ جائے, اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر, then the du'as that you desire, the wishes that you have may not even come to your lip when you see the beauty and the splendid beauty of Gumbad-e Khazra and the Mubarak and golden chamber of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today inshallah azza wa jalla, this is what we are going to be speaking about as well. Yes, we did mention that we will be speaking about the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but to be a bit specific, we are going to be speaking about the blessings of Ashab-e Suffah. Allahu Akbar. There was a platform in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam known as Ashab-e Suffah, in which approximately 400 to 500 Sahaba alayhim ridwan, who were muhajireen, they had no ta'alluq, no connection with this world, in this regard that they had no business, they had no family. And Allahu Akbar, these people here would then sit at the Rawdah-e Anwar of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam at that place, and they wouldn't ask for food, they won't go to beg and ask people for assistance and help. In fact, whatever used to come to the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then the Prophet of Allah azza wa jal would accept that and give it to them if it was sadaqah. The Prophet of Allah azza wa jal will take it on behalf of them and then pass it on to them as well. If anything came as a gift, the Prophet of Allah azza wa jal will also hand that over to them after making some use of that as well. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, Ashab-e Suffah are those companions, subhanallah, that used to influctuate around 400 to 500 Sahaba. And from amongst those companions, they were approximately 70 companions of beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that were so poor, and the condition of their destitution was such that they never even used to have enough clothes to cover their bodies. Itne bhi kapde nahi hua karte the ki wo apne jism ko dhak sake. Completely. This was the condition of their poverty. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved them. The only source of nourishment for the body used to be Didari Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They used to only be in this intizar, and they used to sit there with this hope, aside from making ibadah, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. Their thirst used to be quenched by the vision of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the didar of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It used to feel as if they are saying, Teri jab ki deed hogi, jabhi meri eid hogi. Subhanallah. The didar of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be like eid for them, and they would not miss any opportunity to sit in the company of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and learn from the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If there were any other muhajireen that came into Madinatul Munawwara, and if they had no acquaintance in Madinatul Munawwara, then they would also go and join Ashabi Suffa. So the number was never exact. Sometimes 400 Sahaba, sometimes 500 Sahaba alayhim ridwan. It used to inflectuate, but there were 70 that were very famous and prominent Sahaba ikram. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is a great Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who embraced Islam and faith 7 years after Hijrah. Yes, 7 AH is when he accepted Islam in the year of the Battle of Khaybar. Allahu Akbar. And though his name is not Abu Huraira, this is his kunya, his appellation. For after he embraced Islam, he came in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he had a small cat in his sleeve. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa then looked at him and addressed him with this title and said, Ya Aba Huraira, oh, the father of a small cat. And he loved it so much, subhanallah, that he became famous with this title as Abu Huraira. Whereas many scholars have written and said his name is probably Abdul Rahman. So nonetheless, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a very, very famous Sahabi, and he was very enthusiastic in learning the deen of Islam. He would sit in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and learn the ahadith. He is that great Sahabi, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah, who has narrated around 5,374 ahadith from the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. 5,374 hadith. It is about him, subhanallah, who is also from Ashabi Suffa, as I mentioned. Allahu Akbar. That once the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla passed by a place where Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was seated, and he haven't eaten for several days. Kuch dino se aapne kuch khaya piya nahi tha. Due to the hunger, his face had turned pale, and he was sitting with this hope that somebody would see his pretty condition and then give him something to eat, but he wouldn't ask for food. It so happened when the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal passed by and made salam to him, he replied to the salam, and then the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla seen his condition and said to him, Ya Aba Huraira, come with me. Mere saath chalo. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of the channel, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, and then the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla taken me with him to his home. After seeking ijaza and permission, I also entered after the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then picked up a bowl of milk and inquired as to from where has this bowl of milk come. His family members replied to him and said to him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this bowl of milk had been gifted to you. It came as a hadiyah from certain sahabi or sahabiyah. The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla then called Abu Huraira. He says, Labbaik ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla then said to him, take this bowl and first call Ashabi Suffa. Allahu Akbar. Call those companions. Bring them to me. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu in Sahih al-Bukhari, Kitab al-Raqa'iq, volume number 4. He says, you know, at that moment, these thoughts came to my mind that I am right now more deserving than anybody right now due to my hunger and thirst. I am more deserving of this milk than those people there. But what can I say, because this is the order of Allah Azza wa Jalla's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says, well, what day if I had taken few sips from this bowl before giving it to them. But nonetheless, since it is the order of Nabi Kareem Rauf al-Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let me go and call them. When they were called, they all gathered at the Mubarak door of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was commanded once again. He says, Labbaik ya Rasulullah. May peace be upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was commanded to now take the bowl and give it to each companion for them to drink. He says, and then this thought came to my mind, 70 companions. Allahu Akbar. How will this milk, this bowl of milk, suffice every one of them, including myself? Perhaps there will be nothing left by the time it reaches me. And I given the first companion, he drank till he was satiated. And then when he passed it back to me, I conveyed this to the next person. And then it passed on to the third person, and the fourth, and the fifth, to the extent that he says, when all 70 companions had completed drinking the milk, till they were filled and satiated, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then called once again for me. Ya Aba Huraira, رضی اللہ عنہ. I said لبیک یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. The Prophet of Allah عز و جل then says, now it's only you and I that's left. He says, صدقت یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. You have spoken the truth, O Messenger of Allah عز و جل. نبی کریم رؤوف الرحیم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم then said to him, now you drink یا ابا حریرہ. He then takes the bowl of milk in his hands and he drinks and he drinks and he drinks. The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla then says to him once again, Ya Aba Huraira, drink! He says, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I am so full. And for the second time he still drank. And by the third time when he moved his lip away from the bowl, he was completely full and he says, I cannot drink more than this, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla then taken the bowl of milk in his hands. And after reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, he also drank from the bowl. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu in Sahih al-Bukhari, Kitab al-Raqaiq, he says that those 70 companions, including me, had drank from the bowl, but it seemed as if nothing was lessened from the bowl. Subhanallah, there was so much of blessings and barakah in that milk, subhanallah, that 70 companions had drank. And I was astonished that how could one bowl of milk satiate so many companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, isi baat ko Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Azim al-Barkat, Parwan-e-Isha Mi'i Risalat, Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi. He says,
Yo Janabe Bu Huraira Tha Wo Kaisa Jaan-e-Shi جناب ابو ہریرہ تھا وہ کیسا جان شیر جس سے 70 صاحبوں کا دودھ سے منہ پھر گیا جس سے 70 صاحبوں کا دودھ سے منہ پھر گیا جس سے 70 صاحبوں کا دودھ سے منہ پھر گیا.
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, from this we learn that the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal is not only the owner, but he has immense authority. Allahu Akbar. That is beyond our imagination and our description. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been granted such authority and such power. Subhanallah. That when he places his Mubarak hands in little water, water would even gush forth from between his fingers. And thousands of companions will drink from that water which gushes forth from between the fingers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins through the blessings of these great Sahaba, these great companions. Allahu Akbar. The level of his knowledge when we speak about Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is this, that once Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu made this dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman la yunsa. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, I ask you for such knowledge that I should not forget. Allahu Akbar. Bestow upon me such knowledge that I will never forget. And because the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal said Ameen to the dua, he was amongst those companions who has narrated the most amount of ahadith, 5,374 narrations from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Though he accepted Islam 7 years after Hijrah, during the year of the conquer of Khaybar, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. But Allah Azza wa Jal had blessed him with such memory. In Sahih al-Bukhari, it has been mentioned that in Kitab al-Ilm, and this is the chapter in Sahih al-Bukhari, that once he complained, he says, I never had a very powerful memory. Rather, I used to forget things. Anything I had heard from the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I used to forget that. Bhulne ki aadat thi mujhe. I did not want to forget the words which I heard from the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when I presented my plea in the court of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with regards to my weak memory, the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla then asked me to
put the shawl onto the ground, a chadar or a type of scarf or shawl that was placed on the ground. The Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua. And then after joining the ends of the shawl, he asked me to embrace it. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, from the day I attached that shawl to my chest, I never ever forgotten any hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. This is the ikhtiyar, this is the authority of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, it is beyond our imagination, dear viewers. Subhanallah. So nonetheless, these are those companions, as we mentioned, 400 to 500 improvised muhajireen that would sit at the platform in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And of course, there are some famous sahaba and some famous companions who are, they, inshallah, we will even mention their names. Remember, dear viewers, even in the Quran, their zikr have been made. That's how pious and accepted they are in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were people of high society and people of name and fame that used to come into the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with excuses of saying that we would definitely accept Islam, we wish and we desire to bring faith upon you, providing that you push these people away from you. When we are there, it is against our authority, it is against our dignity and status that we are set amongst such poor people. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers in the Madani channel, these were the words of those people that used to put such conditions in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla should not give them attention, should not sit with them, or at least this, that when they are there, then those sahaba, those poor companions, improvised sahaba who had no business, who had no ta'alluq and connection with the world, they had no family, they had no homes, they never have cozy beds like you and I, they never had a luxurious life, right? And when these conditions used to be placed, the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla was then commanded in the Quran by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladhina yad'una rabbahum bil ghadati wal 'ashyi yuriduna wajhahu wa la ta'du aynaka 'anhum. تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. And keep yourself familiar to those who call upon their Lord in the morning and evening seeking His pleasure, and may your sight not fall on any other except them. Would you desire the adornment of the life of this world? And do not follow him whose heart we have made neglectful of our remembrance, and who followed his own desires and his actions has crossed the limits. Allahu Akbar. So keep yourself amongst these people and do not accept the offer that comes to you via those people who keep or who place such types of conditions that you should distance yourself from these companions. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers in the Lesson of Madani channel, how amazing is the authority, or how amazing is the life of these companions who have been praised in the Holy Quran Pak in this way, that Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should not turn away his face from those companions. They desire the nazar and the merciful gaze of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They are qurban, they are sacrificed at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have nothing in this world, they got no maqsad except this, that they remember Allah Azza wa Jalla with sincerity. Nothing stops them from going and earning a living and going and making a living out there, but they have distanced themselves from the love of this dunya, from the connection of this world, and they are sacrificed upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the poet says so beautifully,
ek mein hi nahi un par qurban zamana hai, ek mein hi nahi un par qurban zamana hai, jo rab do alam ka mahboob ya gaan. لگانا ہے ایک میں ہی نہیں ان پر قربان زمانہ ہے
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر
آدر سہارا پر پھیلائے ہوئے دامن آدر سہارا پر پھیلائے ہوئے دامن ایک میں ہی نہیں ان پر قربان زمانہ ہے
اللہ اکبر. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this is the Mubarak Sahaba Ikram. Let's learn about who are those famous companions from Ashabi Sufa. Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is amongst them as well. Hazrat Sayyiduna Bilal Habashi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Sayyiduna Salman Farsi رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, حضرت سیدنا حذیفہ بن یمان, اینڈ حضرت سیدنا ابو سعید خدری رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم اجمعین. All these famous companions, dear viewers, from amongst اصحاب الصفہ, آپ ان کا نام مبارک اسم گرامی سنتے رہتے ہیں. حدیث پاک کے ایک راوین ہیں, سبحان اللہ, they narrate so many احادیث from رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. بلکہ it has been mentioned that the condition of Ashab-e Suffa's poverty was this. وہ اتنے غریب تھے, اتنے غریب تھے. اللہ اکبر کے صحابہ اکرام فرماتے کہ جب نماز کا وقت ہوتا تھا, جماعت ہو رہی ہیں, کتنے لوگ, how many of the صحابہ اکرام from Ashab-e Suffa would fall to the ground unconscious due to hunger. لیکن ذکر خدا کبھی نہیں چھوڑتے تھے. They never used to be neglectful from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They never used to miss their salah. Ba jama'at namaz padha karte the. Though they never have enough clothes to even cover their body, some of them from amongst those 70 companions, Allahu Akbar. But they were never ever neglectful from the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah. And sometimes it would be the case that these great people would starve for days on end. Kuch nahi, not for one or two days, for کئی دنوں تک ان تک کچھ نہیں پہنچتا تھا, کوئی کھانا پینا نہیں ہے. The only food and the only supplement that used to give them nourishment and sort of energy was دیدار مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, کہ سرکار کا دیدار ہو جائے, اللہ وہی کافی تھا. They used to be eager to see one jhalak of مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, and this was their only aim and objective in this dunya. No تعلق with the world. How can they ever be forgotten? Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu is from amongst them, and his mazari mubarak is also in Jannatul Baqi, is also present there. Hazrat Sayyiduna Fadala bin Ubaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to lead people in salah, many of them used to fall unconscious to the ground. Furthermore, the question that I want to ask, dear viewers, and ask yourself honestly, is poverty a problem or a blessing? Is poverty a calamity or is poverty a blessing? Look at the condition of the Sahaba Ikram, jinke paas kuch nahi hota tha khane peene ke liye. And then compare ourselves to these companions. Where do we stand? They wouldn't eat for days to come. And our condition is that kha kar bhi hum namaz nahi padh paate hain. Pee kar ke bhi hum namaz nahi padh paate hain. Allahu Akbar. Why are we so disconnected with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla? We can't find that time. We happily, knowingly, deliberately at times, astaghfirullah, ma'adullah, do not adhere to the muazzin who says, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. We are more busy with business, we are more busy with accumulating the wealth, we are still going and digging and finding for properties. And look at these companions, Hazrat Sayyiduna Uthman bin Abi As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was a companion that used to never miss any opportunity. Khana nahi hai pet mein. Lekin wo intezar kiya karte the ki sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam apne hujre mubarak se niklenge. And when the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla would leave his mubarak chamber and room, I would then approach him and ask him to teach me ilm-e-deen. He says, when this wasn't possible, when I never used to get the opportunity to learn from the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla due to his tight schedule and busyness, then I used to acquire the company of Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. I would go and sit in his company and learn about the deen and then convey that to others as well. Allahu Akbar. How is it possible, dear viewers? How is it possible that they would do all of this despite being hungry and thirsty? They never embraced the luxuries of this world as we have fallen in love with this dunya. Such deep love and connection that we don't mind losing the connection with Allah, but we mind losing connection with this world. We don't fear losing connection with Allah Azza wa Jalla, but we fear not being attached to the dunya. I have to have this certain car to drive. I have to have a certain lifestyle, standards of living in this world. If I don't meet that, I'm not going to be amongst the rich people. I'm not going to be a prominent businessman. I'm not going to be well known in society. Aur ye wo log hai jinhone apna sab kuch sarkar ke kadmon pe qurban kiya. Everything was sacrificed at the feet of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They spent their last breath being obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has prepared for them beautiful gardens beneath which rivers flow. Allahu Akbar. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, dear viewers, these sacrifices that they have made seriously makes us think at times, where do we stand and how close are we to the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla? They have learned Islam and the deen so much so that unke sadqe se, unke tufail se, it is due to their blessing that today we have reached and we have got Islam in this way, that we know about the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they took interest in learning the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They never left any stone unturned. They sacrificed their nights and days learning about Islam and the deen so that you and I could we could attain Islam and gain Islam in this way. But we feel as if we are so practicing Muslims, Allahu Akbar, that there is no one better than us in this world. If I know a little about the Quran, I am the greatest mufti. If I know little about the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ without having a proper degree and certificate, we want to go and debate with the true scholars of Islam. This is our condition. Look at our situation. We're not even learning the farz ulum, leave alone other things about the deen. Farz ulum is such as the knowledge about salah, which is farz upon you because namaz is farz. If salah is farz, so the knowledge of that salah is also farz upon us. But I want to copy my grandfather as he used to read salah, so I will read namaz like that as well. I saw my father reading in this way, so I will read in that way as well. If my grandfather read wrong, I will follow him, no problem, because he read it like that. If this is our attitude and we don't say, let's learn the proper method, let's learn the tajweed, makharij, the rules and regulations, the asunan, the awajibat, the mustahabbat of salah. There are things that invalidate our salah, so many things. Allahu Akbar. How many of them do we know? Because it's namaz, we could make mistakes, and if a mistake is made, if a violation of wajib is done in salah, then namaz could be wajibul iyada. One has to repeat his salah. What are some of the actions I could do that could invalidate my salah? But no. I am most concerned about learning the contracts of the banks so that I don't lose money in my account. I need to understand each contract correctly so that my money is remained with me, stays with me. But I won't learn the tariqah and the method of the salah, even though the salah leaves me. This is the attitude, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Likewise for Ramadan, only when the month of Ramadan comes, then we want to go and practice the narrations, and then we want to go and debate about things that invalidate our rawdah, our fasting. But nobody would say, let's learn a month or two or three before the month of Ramadan approaches. Let's go and sit, let's have dars, let's have home dars. Let's call the ulama, let's sit in their company and learn about this as well. Likewise, we go for hajj. Thousands of rands and dollars and pounds are spent for those hujjaj that go for hajj. Vaha jaakar ke bhi itni ghaltiyan karte hain. Lekin ye nahi sochte hain, ya phir ye koshish nahi karte hain ki let's learn before we go. MashaAllah, there are hajj classes conducted. There are many things, even for Quran Pak classes as well. Namaz courses are done. But the numbers that we see in these classes are very few, and this makes us think at times why people aren't so concerned It's always about business, it's about work, it's about my boss won't give me time. But we have time to eat food, we have time to take our family outing, we have time to go and search for many things of this world. But if somebody wants to teach you about the deen in your own home, in your own comfort zone, we are unable to adhere to that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us, because if our Rabb Azza wa Jalla is not pleased with us, then trust me, all the wealth of this world is of no use, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. And I leave inshallah Azza wa Jal on this note here, subhanallah, with regards to the compassion of the blessed companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they never showed any sort of laziness and tiredness when it came to the nourishment of the heart. The heart is the most important part of the body, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. Allahu Akbar. If the heart is correct, then everything else is correct. Hazrat Sayyidina Fatah Mawsili rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that, O people, when a patient is prevented from eating and drinking and taking medication, will he attain shifa? Will he attain cure? The people said, no. If somebody who's sick, koi bimar shakhs khana na khaye, pani na piye, dawai na le, to theek kaise ho sakta hai? Hazrat Sayyidina Fatah Mawsili rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, usi tarah, just like the patient, the one who is prevented from knowledge and wisdom of the heart, then the heart will also die. When the heart is prevented from attaining knowledge and wisdom, then the heart dies. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali has also backed up the words of Fath Mawsili rahmatullahi ali and saying that he has spoken the truth, because the nourishment of the heart is knowledge. The nourishment of the heart is wisdom. If you deprive the heart of Islamic knowledge, then this will die and you won't even know and realize that my heart is dead. It becomes like a stone due to the lack of Islamic knowledge. That's keeping you away from the teachings of Quran. Now we read the Quran because we don't want the barakah to go. If I don't read my Yasin in the morning, how do I open my shop? I won't get the first customer for today. Whereas the people of the past never had any sort of ta'alluq with this, that I'm doing this to attain that alone. No, there was no matlab involved. For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's recite the Quran. For the love of Allah azza wa jal, let's follow the commandments of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Habib, Sahibi Lawlaq, Nuri Mujassam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Okay, inshallah, as we get that sorted out, alhamdulillah, let's speak about the sacrifices. As we do know that they have sacrificed a lot, many companions of the beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has sacrificed, dear viewers, subhanallah. Let's talk about Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu, who needs no introduction. Hazrat Sayyidina Khabbab radiallahu anhu, who also needs no introduction. These are those companions who are so famous. One companion had so many white scars on his back, and he was asked by another companion, what are these scars on your back? And he says, you are asking me about these wounds and scars on my body? These are the scars of the time when it was difficult to recite the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I used to be made to lay on the scorching rocky sand and land of Arabia. Allahu Akbar. My back used to get cooked with the heat, with the intensity of the ground, bare back without any clothes on my body. Allahu Akbar. I used to be whipped and lashed until I was commanded to leave the fold of Islam. But these companions taken all of those difficulties in Islam, and they still conveyed the message of Allah Azza wa Jal and beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They used to travel kilometers and miles and miles and miles just to learn one hadith from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They used to travel from Madinatul Munawwara all the way to Damascus to only hear one narration of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yes, dear viewers, this is the condition of the companions and the tabi'een and tabi'i tabi'een. Today when we travel, so hum kabhi kya 500 mil dur is wajah se safar kar sakte hain ki hum fala alim deen ka sirf bayan sunna chahte hain, sirf taqreer sunna chahte hain, nasihat sunna cha rahe hain. Our traveling is for business, our traveling is for holiday, our traveling is for vacations, our traveling is to take the family and go and have a get together. Our traveling is never for the deen. Even the inches that we travel and the kilometers that we travel gives us no reward because of our intentions. We don't make any good intention before. We are not business minded when it comes to the deen. We are only business minded to make the crackling notes of this dunya. This is the problem, dear viewers and listeners of the Madani channel. Let's be enlightened by the lifestyle of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu, who was Khadimi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. He was also the munshi or the treasurer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to keep notes of how much of money is spent, where it needs to be spent. Allahu Akbar. This task was given to him. He as well had so many wounds on his blessed body. Boulders used to be placed upon his chest, made to be laid onto the hot ground of Arab. He used to remain thirsty and hungry for several days. Not even a drop of water would be given to him. Every time he would be whipped or whooped with a lash and he would be said, say Allah is not one, or leave Islam, he would say, Ahad, 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 Allah is one, Allah is one, Allah is one. Khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal was told several times by Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu about the condition of Bilal Habshi. The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal then given Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu ijazah to go and purchase Bilal from Umayyah, who was his boss at that time. Allahu Akbar. Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu purchased him, and he is the same Bilal radiallahu anhu who spread Islam throughout the world. Aaj unka sadqa hum kha rahe hain, unke tufail se Allah Azza wa Jal hum sab ki behisab maghfirat farmaye. May Allah Azza wa Jal pardon our sins, dear viewers. Inshallah, we have come to the end of today's episode and program. Let's recite one couplet, Salatu Salam, inshallah. Muhabbatu Aqidat ke saath salam padhenge, inshallah. After salam, we will then, inshallah, make a short dua, inshallah. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Nabi Salam Alayka, Ya Rasul Salam Alayka, Ya Habib Salam Alayka, Salawatullah Alayka, Habibi Sayyidi, Ya Rasul Allah. جاکنی کے وقت آنا کلمہ طیب پڑھانا چہرے انور دکھانا اپنے دامن میں چھپانا یا نبی سلام یا رسول سلام علیکا یا حبیب سلام علیکا صلوات اللہ علیکا صلوات اللہ علیکا
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الحمد لله رب العالمين صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
Remember